Hey everybody, welcome to Tapes and Scales.
Tapes and Scales.
I would love a banana. Cool.
Yeah?
Sure.
Do you like bananas? Banana up in your favorite fruits? Like in the upper echelon of favorite fruits?
It's top five.
Top five?
Sure.
I know you like peanut butter. How do you feel about peanut butter with bananas?
I'd rather have a peanut butter with an apple.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What about with celery?
It's okay, but it's really the only thing making the celery edible.
I 100% agree.
Let's eat something that's kind of hard on my teeth and gets stuck in between them.
Oh my God, it's just worthless.
Hey,
celery is worthless.
Celery, I'm calling you out. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I understand
okay?
It's more calories. You burn calories eating celery because it's fucking worthless, but I still won't eat celery.
I'm not going to put in that work.
No, fuck that.
No, that's fucking lame.
Yep.
Suck it, fruit cart. It ain't happening. Did I hurt you? Is it over?
That was pretty good. It didn't fully go up my nose.
Well, Max, it's time to talk about a movie. You ready to talk about a movie?
Always.
I'll talk about a movie right now. I'm eager to talk about The Villainess.
Okay.
Also known as Acne.
That's how I'm familiar with it.
Right, exactly. Yep. This is from 2017. I watched it some point in August, early August. The IMDb minutes, 2 hours, 3 minutes. They couldn't shave the three.
No.
They absolutely could have shaved the three.
Oh, boy.
Genre, action, drama, thriller. Directed by, bear with me, people, and I'm so sorry, Byung Gil Jung.
Okay.
And it stars Ok Bin Kim, Ha Kyun Shin, and Jun Sung.
Nice.
I think I got that right.
You know, you probably got at least syllables right.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I got the commas right. IMDb summary. A female assassin leaves a trail of bodies behind her as she seeks revenge.
Jesus, that sounds like every movie ever.
Doesn't it ever? Why does that even kind of sound like The Sandlot? Like, come on, people.
It really does. That dog.
I promise you this movie's slightly better than this description.
Okay.
So, my bullet points. This is a Korean action movie with loads of violence. Your action scenes are great. Your drama scenes go a little too long. So, I feel like this was an action director that's like, yeah, you're going to sword fight on a fucking motorcycle. And they do. And it's cool.
It sounds cool.
But then they're like, I love you. Well, maybe I love you. Well, I don't know if I love you. Let me just brood about it in the corner while I look lovingly into your eyes.
And I'm assuming they're not going to brood on the motorcycles anymore, huh?
They lost a stuntman doing that, so not anymore. Whoa. Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, no, I made that up. Wait, I think that happened in XXX. Anyways,
I think they lost one in the second Deadpool, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It happens, man. Yeah. Stunt work.
Yeah, it was the stunt woman who was doubling for Domino, I think, actually passed away during Deadpool 2.
Well, way to make that not fun anymore, Max. All right. Kind of a mix of, I compared this to the Black Widow comic origins, kind of, mixed with, like, Deadly Class.
Okay.
Where it's kind of like, we're teaching you to be an assassin, so you're going to go kill for us kind of story.
Interesting.
This has the amazing motorcycle sword fight, like I said.
Yeah.
It also has an amazing opening sequence, which is all first person from her point of view as she breaks in and tries to murk somebody who has quite a few goons for her to go through.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's swordplay, gunplay. It is a female John Wick movie, essentially.
That's cool.
It's pretty good. It tries to do some kind of like everyday kind of life things, and it doesn't really pan out, in my opinion.
Get those out of the way.
It's not that they don't belong. It's just that like they're not executed as well.
Right.
So this movie had really good potential. This had decent reviews. I rewatched the trailer again today because I'm like, The Villainess, I kind of remember that. And, you know, like, people really loved it. Good people. People I care about. I don't care about any of you. They really liked it. And I'm like, well, yeah, it was pretty good. But I'm like, doesn't anybody feel like I feel? They don't.
What would you say you like more, Villainess or Baroness?
From G.I. Joe, the Baroness?
Yes.
Oh, it's always the Baroness.
That's what I figured you would say.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Why I asked.
Yeah, no. God, Baroness for days. If anybody ever wants to like assassinate me in any manner, just come dressed as the Baroness.
I feel like that is definitely an archetype of woman I really like.
Yeah, no, I like that too.
That is up my alley 100%.
Yep. Yep, the Baroness is...
Yeah.
Sienna Miller. That's who played her, right?
I didn't watch the movie.
It wasn't good. No, they weren't good.
Yeah.
I took Al to the theater to see it.
I saw the G.I. Joe animated movie with Burgess Meredith.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. I mean, well, we'll rewatch it.
Extended version of the intro.
Yes.
With the theme song. Fuck.
Cobra.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Yeah.
Cobra.
So good.
All right.
So good.
Well, the villainess.
Yes. Sorry.
No, we can talk about the Baroness more. She's so so good.
Totally agree.
So good.
I agree. Mm. Yep. Sexy librarian is way my archetype.
I love it.
Yep.
Yep. IMDb score 6.7 out of 10.
Why? Why was it not 0.2 higher?
I know.
That would have been amazing.
I know. Sexy female Korean John Wick 6.9.
And just the conversation going right into 6.9. Come on. We know 69% is the second best rating you can have on Rotten Tomatoes.
At least on this podcast. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 83% out of 84 critics.
Okay.
Audience gave it 64% out of 866 people.
Okay.
I give it a 6 out of 10. It is almost everything I want. It's not a waste of time, but I think there's potential and it could have been done slightly better.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to change gears and
let's
go to...
Let's do it.
The world of animation.
Mm.
A world of Batman. That was the little foreshadowing I did at the beginning.
Surprise.
Yeah. I watched 2018's Gotham by Gaslight.
Ooh.
This was made in 2018. I watched it in August of 2019.
Ooh.
It is 1 hour and 18 minutes long. It's an action thriller animation. It was directed by Sam Liu. It stars Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter, Bruce Greenwood, and Anthony Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
There you go, people.
Yeah. The summary is, in Victorian England, the mysterious new Batman has to track down Jack the Ripper, which I think this was a Mike Mignola effort in the comic books.
I remember, I think the cover's Mignola.
Okay.
I don't remember if all the art's him. I remember always associating it with him.
Yeah.
So that's probably true.
This is very, I mean, like you can see Batman drawn in Hellboy style, even if you haven't seen any of the artwork.
And Mignola did do a bunch of Batman at that period as well.
So my thoughts on the movie are, it's pretty obvious. The animation was neat.
Okay.
And it was a cool use of the Batman Rogues Gallery in the movie. It's just like, if you watch it and you don't know who Jack the Ripper is within the first like 35 minutes. I mean, I am not good at that. I'm not Paul. Paul's very good at identifying. He's like, this is the deal. I was like, are you serious? Watch it for 8 minutes. How'd you figure that out? But I picked it up and I was like, oh, this is what's going to happen. And it happened. But it was fun. Like, I didn't hate watching it. It wasn't necessarily my cup of tea as far as Batman goes. And you know, I love Batman.
You love your Batman.
But, you know, it's fun. IMDb gave it a 6.7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. There it is again, 6.7.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes critical score of 73% from a whopping 11 critics.
Mm-hmm.
The audience gave it 65%. That was 523 folks that watched it. Mm. I am coming in under everybody on this one.
Ooh.
At a 5.5 out of 10.
That's interesting. I would love you to read the original book.
Yeah.
And see if it holds up better.
Yeah. It's just, it was just like kind of like trying to shove this thing into this other thing. It just didn't quite work. It was fun. Like, I have fun watching it, but I wouldn't ever go back and revisit it.
Sure. Doesn't hold up.
Nah.
Well, speaking of things that don't hold up. Now, this is okay. I watched Glass. Have you seen Glass?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 2019's Glass. I watched it in August. It is 2 hours and 9 minutes long. Drama, sci-fi, thriller, directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Starring James McAvoy, Bruce Willis, and Sammy L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Your summary. I don't think this summary is amazing. Security guard David Dunn uses his supernatural abilities to track Kevin Wendell Crumb, a disturbed man who has 24 personalities. You just gloss over everything else. It's pretty lame.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's sometimes you see those hulking summaries that are like 17 sentences long. You're like, fuck, I'm not writing all that.
The book reports? Yeah.
So sometimes I'll do my own version. And I always let everybody know out there, you know which ones are mine because they're fucking real ridiculous.
I don't think IMDb wrote, this is poop.
Yeah.
But maybe they did.
Fecal matter's in the description?
Maybe it's part of the plot. So this is, if you don't know, if you're unaware, if you have to watch, if you just don't know, I'm sorry, I'm going to ruin this for you. This is the third part of the Unbreakable trilogy.
Yep.
Contains characters from all three movies. It has good moments, but it's kind of a slog. That's how I feel.
No, you are not. You don't feel that way. That's how it is.
Right. It's not better than the other films.
Nope.
And I found myself wanting more McAvoy and less Samuel L. Jackson and Bruce Willis.
I have to say, my description of the movie would be, it lives up to the last three letters of the title.
You.
Yep.
So does it wrap things up? Does it do what it's supposed to do? It basically does.
Yeah.
It just, it's not as good as Unbreakable. It's nowhere near as good as Split. I don't know how you feel about Split. I liked Split a lot.
I liked Unbreakable more than Split, but I liked Unbreakable quite a bit. I was the right age for Unbreakable when it came out. I was like, holy fucking shit. Because that was before all the superhero movies.
Correct.
So I was 100% in for that. Split I liked, though. I thought I was going to hate it going in.
Yes, I did too. And McAvoy was so good.
Yeah.
I love him so much in everything.
Yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy was really good in it too.
I would probably say I like Split better, but I went back and I rewatched Unbreakable. I hadn't watched it in a while, and Unbreakable's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is sadly not.
No, it's just everything that happens is really like, oh, he falls into a small tank of water? Like, this is our act three fight for Bruce Willis? Is he in a small tank of water?
It's so small.
It is small. Like, a dolphin wouldn't be happy in there. Like, it's rough.
This movie fails on many levels.
It really does.
It does do some things right. I mean, I get a little bit of more McAvoy.
It's got Yuki Washington in it.
It does have Yuki Washington. There's something.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep.
For all you Yuki fans out
there. That's right.
Yukio!
Yeah, all the local Philadelphia news fans.
There it is. He's there. Tell me the news.
Sorry, Germany.
Germany, look him up. Look up our news and our weather.
That's right.
You'll see him and you'll be like, oh, that guy is quite a charming character.
He is a real newscaster from Philadelphia. That is not just like somebody they found and put in the movie.
Germany, see if you can get him to do your weather. Maybe he could figure out your weather. I don't know how you do weather from afar, but it's not like he's up in the clouds now doing our weather. So.
No, he's great.
Weather's a mystery to me.
I'm the meteorologist.
Nope, me neither. So, of course, you want to guess what IMDb rated it?
I'm going to go with a 4.6.
Nope, 6.7, like every other movie that we've talked about so far.
Fucking shit.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 37 from the critics.
Okay.
371 critics, so it's pretty obvious the critics weren't having it.
Nope.
Audience 68% out of 12,000 people.
Sure.
I think they're in denial. I gave it a 5 out of 10 because mainly McAvoy. Like,
yeah.
And some of Bruce Willis. Samuel L. Jackson I love, but just nothing in this.
They didn't give him a lot to chew on in this one.
He really, I mean, he does what he does, but.
Yep. Yeah, I feel like a 5 star. I might come in a little lower, maybe like a 4, 4.5, but not much. I think you're on point here.
Yeah, I mean, getting that good of Sammy J, but he can't say motherfucker or. I mean, I know what that man's
capable of. I mean, I like that character, but
yeah.
I just feel like you said, it wasn't explored enough, and they weren't all tied together strongly enough.
I was pretty PO'd after watching this.
Yeah, wasn't super.
Thankfully, I borrowed it from my local library, and I didn't pay to see it.
Hey, all right.
That felt great.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I returned it on time.
Hey.
Actually, I didn't, but I had a grace period. I was like, hey, this is late, and she's like, that's okay, there's a grace period. And there was this weird, awkward stare.
We're really happy you came to the library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My library is awesome.
Yeah?
It is.
What is your library? Clayton?
No, Glassboro. Clayton doesn't have one.
Okay, so right next to work.
That's because one of our bin customers works at the library, and all the graphic novels he buys, he donates to the library. So
wow.
The graphic novel section is quite good at the Glassboro Library. Germany, this doesn't help you at all.
No.
Yuki Washington for days. Take us home, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. I will help out Germany by reviewing 2019's Batman animated film.
Oh, they love Batman in Germany,
I hope. That's right. And I did Batman.
Hush.
I can't talk about it now.
Mm. Okay, I guess just do the numbers and we'll go home.
I watched it in August.
Okay.
It is 1 hour and 21 minutes. It is action and animation. It was directed by Justin Copeland. It's got Rainn Wilson in it. It's got Rebecca Romijn in it. It's got Tara Strong in it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of has to have Tara Strong.
So I'm trying to keep this. I picked the most vague summary I could find.
Sure.
Because this is way worth you watching, way more worth you reading.
Yes, the book is fantastic.
Oh my God, this book is so good. A mysterious villain uses the Riddler, Ra's al Ghul, and other various Batman enemies and allies to create a game of chaos in Batman's life. It is based on the graphic novel of the same name.
Yep.
So my thoughts on the movie is this story is so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It is so good. The voice talent for this is really solid. The worst thing about this is the animation is just kind of okay.
Okay.
Like, it's not really stylized or interesting. It's pretty milquetoast, but it gets the job done.
Okay.
But it doesn't live up to the greatness that is this story, in my opinion. IMDb, would you like to guess?
I guess I have to guess 6.7 the
add
way we've been going.
Add 0.2.
We got there?
6.9.
Oh, hush your mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 17 critics gave it an 88%.
Okay.
Audience gave it 72%. I am giving it a little bit lower of a score, 6.5
okay.
out of 10. It's not bad. It doesn't live up to the comic.
It's because you know the comic is so much better.
The comic is incredible. If I was ranking the comic, it'd be much closer to like an 8.5 or a 9.
Yeah.
The comic's really good. But the anime, if you don't want
to... ending, man. So good. I don't want to tease you people, but trust me, that ending in the comic, I love it.
So good. So read the comic if you get a chance, and it's really rare that the movie podcast is going to be like, what? Read this comic, but it works for the Capes and Scowls Network, right? So definitely watch it after you read it, because please just read it. It's fucking good, and then watch it, because it's a nice association piece for the... it'll remind you of how good the graphic novel is, but I cannot implore you enough to read this fucking book, so...
Germany, go to your library, see if they have it.
Yeah, read that fucking book.
Achtung!